Psalm 55. We'll read two verses in Galatians 6, and then we'll read one verse in Psalm 55. And kind of goes along with the song today and our anchor holding, because we're going to go through some storms. We don't have any choice. Sometimes they're self-inflicted because of our mistakes or our sins, and then some is just like sin and life and the world. We're going to face storms, and so that's the title of my sermon this morning. Three things the Bible says about burdens. Three things that the Bible says about burdens. We're all going to face them, and we're going to see today they're designed by God sometimes. He allowed them, or he thinks that that's what we need to face that storm and to trust him and to get through that storm and come out on the other side, be a good testimony. Obviously, Job has been talked about for decades and thousands of years because of what he went through, his burdens. But he did it, the Bible says, without sinning. And Lord giveth, Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. That was how he handled that and so forth. And so that's what we're going to see today is three things that the Bible has to say about burdens and how we should handle them. He don't want us to throw up our hands and quit, and he doesn't want us to get mad and not trust him and things like that. So those burdens that God allows to come into your life are by his design. And that's why he's put these three places in the Bible to help us with it. So let's have a word of prayer and we'll continue. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day and thank you for that special. And Lord, I just ask you to, Lord, help us never forget that. Lord, just embedded in our minds and our hearts. Lord, how your anchor holds. In spite of anything that we're going through, and you're that anchor. And Lord, I just ask you to help us, Lord, as we look in the Bible today about how to handle burdens. Lord, we're gonna face some, and Lord, help us to come out on the other side. It's kind of like if we are facing a test. If we pass it the first time, maybe we won't have to take it again. So Lord, I just ask you to help us to look at these principles in Jesus' name. Amen. So we'll read all three of them, and then, of course, as I preach the three points, that it'll be on each one of these. But in Galatians, we'll go down to verse 5 first. Galatians 6:5 says this: For every man shall bear his own burden. Every man, and that's talking about mankind, so that includes us, not us ladies, but y'all ladies. All right. So, but for every man, every human shall bear his own burden. So we have to. It's a command by God. Again, there's some things we're going to see that there's others that can help us. He says he will help us. But ultimately, we have to bear our own burden. Paul had to bear the burden of his past. We've talked about that lately. Joseph had to bear the burden of being thrown in the pit by his brothers and being lied about and being sold into slavery and things like that. He had to bear that burden. Nobody could take it from him. Now let's look at verse 2. Verse 2 says here, Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, just like a lot of verses in the Bible, humanity has tried to water it down, or humanity's tried to kind of readjust it a little bit. And some people take this verse, bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. And so what some people's mind says, okay, let's me and you sit down and have a wine fest. All right, not this kind of wine fest, this kind of wine fest. And let's see who's got it the worst. My burdens are way bigger than yours. And that's what happens. You say, I got this little cut. That's nothing. I lost this finger. Or, they have to one-up you. And so it's not, wine fest or outdo fest as far as your burden, so we can bear one another's burdens. We'll look at that, in the context. Now, we can help each other, and nothing wrong with sharing burdens like we did prayer requests, things like that. But we see, first of all, everybody's got to bear your own burden. It's just a law. According to the Bible. And then everybody can bear one another's burdens, and we're going to look at it biblically today. And then Psalm 55, let's look at verse 22. Psalm 55:22. And it says, Cast thy burdens, or a burden, upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Kind of like that song we just heard. You cast it on him, he'll sustain you. He'll take you through the storm. He won't get rid of the storm. He won't change the storm and give it to somebody else, but he will sustain you through the storm. What does the rest of the verse say? He shall never suffer. That word suffer there means basically he won't allow it to happen, or he won't permit it to happen. He's done that for the righteous to be moved. So in other words, while you're going through that storm or having that burden, God will sustain you And He won't let you fail. He won't let you go under. He will help you as long as you're holding on to that hand. So those are the three places in the Bible that talks about burdens as far as us dealing with them. Sometimes there's a burden that's kind of like a weight and so forth. But these are three specific places in the Bible that tell us how to handle a burden. Bear it yourself. Bear one another's burdens, and then cast them upon Jesus. So I'm going to read a few statements here, and then we'll get into the outline. Everybody in here has had a burden, or is having a burden, or will have a burden. That's just the way it is. There's no way around it. We can't say, God, I want a burden-free life. It's not going to happen. Why? Because He designed your life. And sticks and stones may break my bones. We all were told that. But God allowed that to happen to us when we were in school, or we were on that bus, or we were out in that neighborhood. And what the world says is, let mama come take care of it. All right? So in other words, a little boy got beat up down the neighborhood. Mom's not supposed to go down there and beat the little boy up. And definitely don't go down there and beat mama up. All right? Just say, this is a burden. How can we handle it? All right. Maybe don't fellowship with that person until a while. Maybe until you work out enough and be able to defend yourself, things like that. That's how we fix it. And again, I remember I saw this Friday night, and so there was this young man that he fell on the floor in this basketball game we were watching, and I mean he was just flipping and flopping around on the floor like a fish, and then 10 minutes later he's walking fine. But the thing that happened in between that was mom came out the stands running on the floor. I would have been like, Mom, go back. All right, that's not what us dudes want. Now, I've never been a lady or a chick, but I do know that dudes don't like moms on the floor or on the field, okay? So you got to bear your burden. Now, dads, what do they do? Get up, boy. Rub some dirt on it. All right, so moms and dads do balance each other out, okay? I'm not saying be mean to your kids, suck it up, buttercup, you'll live. You can be compassionate, but that's what moms and dads do. They blend that, okay? So, but everyone is having or will have or you have had a burden. Here's the next statement. Sometimes our burdens will be noticeable to everybody. There are sometimes you just can't hide it. You can't hide this. All right, you can't hide this. There's just no way. You might try, but you're going to... I mean, obviously, everybody saw Job when he got told his 10 kids were passed away. His barns had been destroyed. His animals were gone. His finances were done. There was no way to hide that. Sometimes everybody's going to see it. Next statement. Sometimes even the hardest or the heaviest burdens, nobody will ever even notice. In other words, because they're inside. Nobody can see it. Is something that you're battling internally. And obviously all these three principles apply, whether it's visible burden or there's a non-visible burden. We've got to bear it. Others can help us bear it, or we can help others bear theirs and forget about ours maybe, and we can cast them on Jesus. So sometimes even that heaviest burden won't be noticed. Next statement. If we know all these burdens of each other, it will... If we knew everybody's burdens, it would cause this to happen to us. Maybe we would learn a little bit of restraint. Because some of us, we think we're witty, or some of us actually are witty, and we like to give those one-liners and things like that, but we might zing it across there and it's not received right, and we're like, ugh. Like if we knew everything that was going on, inside or outside, we might restrain ourselves a little bit. We might have charity. We might have contentment. I thought I had it tough. I thought I had it bad, but look what they're going through, and they seem to still be smiling, still trusting the Lord, still living like they're supposed to, and so it might teach us that. Next statement. Since we all have burdens, and know that that we're all going to face those burdens, what should we do? First of all, we should go to God in prayer. We don't have to remind God, God, I know that you weren't watching just a few minutes ago, and this burden slipped up on me, and it's caught you by surprise. No, we don't have to do that. He sees all, knows all, nothing catches him by surprise. So we ought to go to God and say, God, I know, just like Job put into practice, just like Joseph had to put in practice, just like Paul had to put into practice, and we could find tons more in the Bible, that they went to God and said, okay, God, I know you allowed this. So help me how to handle it. And then... We go to His love story or His word. Say, okay, I'm facing a burden. Ah, Joseph had this happen to him, and this is how he responded. Job had this happen to him, and this is how he responded, and so forth and so on. We can put in that. So we go to God, talk to Him about it, go to His word, let Him talk to us about it, and then we learn what we're supposed to learn and apply it to those burdens. So that's what we're going to do today. So number one, every man or every woman shall bear his own burdens, Galatians 6:5. In other words, burdens cannot be transferred or traded in. I saw some guys running around this morning with some baseball cards. Baseball cards can probably be traded sometimes. I know we used to have the Hot Wheels and Matchboxes, and we'd trade if we had two of them. We'd try to get one we didn't. We can trade stuff like that. And you might, whatever you collected, you could trade. But you can't trade burdens. You know, I like your burden better than mine, so let's swap. No. The Bible says every man shall bear his own burdens. It's not transferable. Second statement underneath that one. Burdens are isolated and separated and segregated to every person. They're designed for us. And what we have to do is have faith in God. And there's verses in the Bible that says that His ways are higher than our ways. In other words, I can't figure out what God's doing, because He's smarter than I am. His ways are higher than mine. And then it says that, you know, He's in control of that. So what we have to do is, okay, this is a burden that I'm facing. God, it didn't slip up on God. He's allowing it. So I'm going to pray and ask Him, go to His Word, and find some principles and do my best to apply it, because they're there. So we were born alone. Now you hear that statement and say, well, I was pretty close to my mom when I was born. All right, but you were the one being born. Okay, she was giving birth, but you were the one being born. And then you say, well, I wasn't born alone because I have a twin. All right, but you still were. You took your turn. All right, so we're born alone. And then we will die alone. Now, I know there will be people surrounding our beds sometimes, things like that. But us individually will take that last breath. These are just things that we have to do by ourselves. Then we will stand before God alone and give an account of our life. Things that we have to do alone. And the fourth one is we have to bear our burdens. And so what we have to do is have that mental mindset is, okay, this is my burden. I might share it with people, let them pray for me. I might ask God to help me, but this is something that I have to face. I have to do that. So burdens have to be borne. It is our duty. It says right there in Galatians 6:5, every man shall, that's a command of God, bear his own burdens. Burdens are to be borne, and it's going to take work. God didn't say it was easy. That's why a lot of times we don't want a burden, because it is hard. It's hard to learn what we're supposed to learn. It's hard to go through and have faith in God. It's hard. It takes work. And Mark 13:3 says this, for the Son of Man is as a man, talking about Jesus, taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, to every man his work. So in other words, when the owner of the house left, he said, okay, you're in charge of this, you're in charge of this, you're in charge of this. That's exactly what God's saying. Is when I give burdens out, it's yours. It's your responsibility. Our work is ours. Our salvation is ours. There's people that I love that aren't saved today. And if I could, I would go get saved for them. But I can't. That's why the Bible says, work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. You're the only person that can get saved for you. Nobody else can. Now, I can pray, and I can witness, and I can do that. So we see here that nobody can do our work. Nobody can get saved for us. And same way with the burdens. It's ours. We have to bear them. So no one can repent or confess for you. You have to do it. No one can get saved for you. You have to do it. Nobody can stand at that judgment seat of Christ one day. You have to do it. Romans 14:12 says this, so then, every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. So when we stand before God that day, if you're saved, you will not have to go to the great white throne judgment. Praise God for that. Okay, you'll be in heaven, so you won't even have to go there. And your sins will be under the blood. They'll be covered. You will not be discussing your sins whatsoever. But what you've done from that day forward with your time, your talent, your treasure, and even the burdens that God laid on you, you're going to give an account. You shrug this off. I was trying to teach you this. The Bible says we're all going to give an account. Galatians 6:5, no man can bear your burdens. You have to bear your own burdens. Next one. A burden bearer can't just get lost in the crowd or hide beside somebody else. You got to face it. There's a lot of things that you could just get lost in the crowd about. But that individualized burden that God's put on us, we have to face it. So God sees every individual. He sees everyone and everything. So when He passes out the burdens, if we want to say it that way, or He allows the burdens to come in our life, He sees us if we're running from it. A lot of people run from God. A lot of people run from church. A lot of people run from responsibilities. A lot of people run from relationships. A lot of people run. Same thing here. Burden. I don't want it. And they're running to whatever else they can find. They're not going to face it. They're not going to bear it. He sees if we're hiding. The kids around here, they'll run over you if you're not careful. But they like to play hide and go seek in the church house. And so I'll come around the corner and somebody's like, you know, they don't want me to give their hiding spot up. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's my office. Sorry, you want to leave. But anyway, they're hiding. All right. So same thing here. A lot of times God's passing out the burdens and we're over there, oh, I don't want that one. Take it back. We can't do that. We can't hide from it. The Bible says we have to bear it. Here's one. And I'm good at this one. I'm sure some of you are as well. He sees us playing the blame game. Well, this is the reason this burden came. It's because that, you know, it's like Adam did. You know, you ate the fruit, Adam. Well, it's the woman thou gave us meat. Right? He's blaming Eve. So if that hadn't happened, or if God, if you had, we're just shifting the blame. We don't want to bear that burden. We want to blame someone else. You know, my cousin or my friend or that guy or this girl, we play the blame game. Then there's some of us, we run from it or we hide from it or we play the blame game. Then we see some get mad and pitch a fit. Right? And some of the kids around here, just like they're good at playing hide and go seek, they're good at pitching fits. It's time to go. In the floor. All right. And so they pitch a fit. There's adults like that. This stinking burden that I've got. And I mean, they throw stuff, say stuff, and react like, you know. Instead of bearing the burden, they're pitching a fit about it. Next one. He sees if we're trying and we're struggling. This is what He wants to see. He knows we can't handle it on our own. But He don't want to see us running. He don't want to see us hiding. He don't want to see us shifting the blame or getting mad. He sees us trying but struggling. This heaviness. I can't do it. That's what He wants to see. That's when He comes, the Bible says, to come to show His arm mighty. I got you. My anchor holds. He'll hold my hand. I can't even walk without Him holding my hand, the song says. So we see that's what He's saying. There's one trying. And what do we all do? If we see a kid struggling, you know, we might laugh. Or we might like, man up, boy. We might do that. But sometimes we're God-like and we help. Don't take it. Don't do it for them. Because they need that to develop into what they're wanting to do. You know, I am a kind of OCD. You know, everything's got to be perfect. And so when I was teaching my kids to weed eat, oh, it drove me nuts. Because they wouldn't weed eat, they'd weed poke. They'd go around the house. Like, so every 6 inches looked good. The next 6 inches looked horrible. They weed poked. I'm like, just give me that weed eater. That's what I wanted to do. I was like, hey. Look, back up and look. All right. And I would tell them, I was like, look, when I pull in at night, my headlights go across the yard, and there's one blade of grass you miss, which one am I going to see? That one. Exactly. Look. All right. Teach them how to do it. And that's what God says. I'm going to give you this burden. I don't want you to run. I don't want you to hide. I want you to blame game. I don't want you to get mad. I want you to try, and I'll help you. So make up your mind to do right no matter what. Jonathan Edwards said he had resolved these two things in his life. I'm going to do right no matter what the cost. And I'm going to do right no matter what everybody else is doing. That's that blame game. Well, nobody else has this burden. Nobody else has this disease. Nobody else has this hardship. Nobody else is going through this in life. God's like, hey, I get it. But I give it to you. You're supposed to bear it, but I'll help you. So with God's help, I'm going to bear my own burdens. Next, number 2, Galatians 6:2. And this is where, again, some people have kind of misconstrued it a little bit. But Galatians 6:2, you have to look at 6:2 in context of 6:1. And if you look at 6:1, it tells if there's been anybody overtaken in a fault, help that person. Okay? So again, this is something not that we've gotten together and had the wine fest or the complaining fest, but that we just see. And we see somebody else struggling, we're supposed to help them. But what we do is like, God, I can't help them because I'm bearing this burden, my own burden. Right? But what we do is if sometimes we get lost in helping somebody with their burden, we forget about ours. We just go through life happy and helping people. And that's what it says. So we could look at everybody should bear everyone. I'm sorry, I'll read it again. Everyone should bear one another's burdens. So this could be a community burden. We've seen on the news where floods have come through or a tornado has come through. And what does communities do? They rally together. They're helping each other with their burdens. I know that took place here in Kentucky not too long ago with the flood, and this church helped another church. That was a community burden. We helped. And then we see it could be a social burden, and we do have a social burden in America today with the political agendas and all that kind of stuff. And so what can we do about that? We can all pray like the Bible says. We're supposed to pray for our leaders. Then we can do our part to vote and try to get what we think the right person in there. We come together in social burdens. And then shared burdens. We heard several this morning in Sunday school. Pray for this family. Pray for this situation. That's a shared burden. Yes, that this verse can apply to that. Bear one another's burdens. But it says here to so fulfill the law of Christ. That's what Jesus did. He came down to earth and the Bible says He went about doing good. What was He doing? He was helping everybody's burdens. This burden, this person had a burden of being lost and on their way to hell. He tried to fix that. This person had leprosy or he was lame. Obviously, he helped in that situation. He just went about doing others, helping others, bearing one another's burden. But he had that burden of every sin was going to be put upon him. He didn't like that. He was God. Right? And his Heavenly Father couldn't even look at Him when our sins were applied. The Bible says that the earth turned dark and the earthquake and people came up out of the grave and the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom when He died on the cross because all of our sins were placed on Him. He had a burden, but what He did, He went about helping others. So Galatians 6:1, it says here, brethren, save people. If any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. So you have to be spiritual to be involved in burden bearing for other people. Because if we're not spiritual, we will play the blame on this. Job's friends. Job, there must be some hidden sin in your life. God wouldn't be doing this. If it wasn't, those guys weren't spiritual. His wife wasn't even spiritual. Job, just curse God and die. But it says, he that are spiritual, you restore such a one. In the spirit of meekness, considering thyself. In other words, a burden bearer, somebody that helps them say, you know, but for the grace of God, I'd be in their shoes. I'm not going to be judgmental. I'm not going to be a better than thou. But it says here, considering thyself, lest ye also be tempted. So, but for the grace of God, I'd be there. The Bible doesn't say, okay, I'm going to help bear your burdens, but I'm going to criticize you. I'm going to help bear your burdens, but I'm going to denounce you. I'm going to help bear your burdens, but I'm going to throw rocks at you. I'm going to help bear your burdens, but I'm going to talk about you. If a person is bearing a burden, you don't talk about him unless you're talking to God about him or about her. God help this person in this situation and so forth. So it says that you that are spiritual, you're supposed to restore such one. So the person that is in the right path, was in the right path, but now they're in the wrong path. That's where we're supposed to get involved. It takes work. We're going to try to reclaim. We're going to try to recover. We're going to try to restore. And that's what Jesus did. He went about trying to recover, restore, and reclaim. And that's how you bear one another's burden. So we ought to go about doing good. What good does is invites people to Jesus. If you know somebody is obviously lost and not going to heaven, what's good is inviting them to Jesus. Try to tell them how to be saved. Inviting people to church to learn about Jesus. Inviting people back to church. I've seen this, I mean, I don't know how many times in church ministry work. Somebody comes, they get saved. I mean, they're faithful, and then something gets them out. whether it be something sinful, something that's not sinful. They're just appropriating their time with that instead of God. I've seen guys, they come, they get saved, and God starts blessing them, and they start getting a little bit of money, things like that, and they get involved in a hobby. Nothing wrong with a bass boat. If y'all want to give me one, I'll take it. All right, nothing wrong with a bass boat. But if I'm on that bass boat on Sunday instead of being in here, then it becomes wrong. And so we see that person under a burden. Oh, it's not a burden to go fishing. Well, if you're doing it on Sunday morning, it might be a burden. Especially if you're saved and you're backslidden. And so anything. So again, I'm not going to say, you're stupid putting fishing in front of God. And I just picked one, okay? I could put sports. I could put anything. All right? And so if you'd like to fish, just don't do it on Sunday, okay? But we see that. And so it takes work to get people saved. It takes work to get people in church. And I can do the statistics. I mean, I've led I don't know how many people to the Lord. But it was a less number that actually came to church. And it was a less number that actually got baptized after they got saved. And it was a less number that actually joined the church. And it was even a less number that actually started growing in Christ. It takes work. Bear one another's burden. So if you see somebody that's maybe backslidden, encourage them. Don't throw rocks at them. Don't rip their face off. Just encourage them. So it takes work to invite folks to Jesus, invite folks to church, and it takes work to get back people back in church. So not ripping their face off, but in meekness, the Bible says, in meekness, considering thyself, lest you also be tempted. So it will take work to get people to Jesus. It'll also take work to get people back to Jesus. The highest contribution that we can offer our community, offer this world, is to offer it the right kind of life. Because salvation will get them into heaven. Putting Jesus first will get them blessed here on the earth. This is the best thing we can do. Get the unsaved, saved. Get the backslidden, restored. That's what this is talking about. Again, we can share specific things, but that's what in context that this is talking about. So tell them about the Savior. Tell them about the God of the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chance. Matthew 10:39 says this, "He that findeth his life shall lose it." So that person is saying, this is the life. To do da-da-da-da-da-da. All right? No. The life is serving Jesus, serving God. Because he that loses his life for my sake shall find it, bearing one another's burdens. Isaiah 4:6 says this, "They helped everyone, his neighbor. And everyone said to his brother, be of good courage." So even in Isaiah's day, they helped everyone. And that's what I've told my neighbors. Again, I'm not one of those person that just gets involved in everything with my neighbors. But I do introduce myself. And I say this, hey, look, if your wife likes to Amazon shop and she buys something too big for you to carry, let me know. I'll come help you. I'll help you. Get it in the house. I'll help you set it up. Why? I want to help them as a neighbor. If I see that they need something, I'll do that. In Christians, that's where we're supposed to be. And that's what they said in Isaiah. They helped everyone his neighbor. Everyone said to his brother, hey, be of courage. Be of good courage. So every man should bear his own burden. Secondly, every man should bear the burdens of others. And thirdly, every man should cast his burdens upon the Lord. And that was found in Psalm 55:22. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. And that's what God wants to do. I talked about a while ago. If he sees you trying and struggling, Lord help. The Bible indicates that if we lift our hand up, he will lift his hand down. The Bible indicates if we go to our knees and pray, he'll send answers. He is doing that. Anything that we're struggling with, he'll help us. If you have a burden, no matter where you are, no matter where you go, you're still going to have that burden. Talking about running. A lot of people, like, they get that burden and they just run from it. They run from it. I'm not going to the doctor. I'm not going to that funeral. I'm not going to this. I'm not going to that. They're just running. So God wants us to handle that burden. If you have a burden, no matter what you take, drink, or try to replace it with, you're still going to have the burden. I've seen people like this. They have the burden of finances or the burden of some situation, and they get high or they get drunk. They come back down or they sober up, and lo and behold, there the burden still is. It's probably worse. So we can't run from it, but we can give it to Jesus. He could take and just just like he took our sins away, and that was a lot, he can take our burden away, or he can help us be sustained through that. So we find out that people, you can't fake that. you're helping people and trying to approve, I guess, things like that. No, we need to be spiritual, the Bible says. So Paul says here, my grace is sufficient for thee. Because Paul had a burden. He is known in the Bible as his thorn in the flesh. And Paul had that thorn in the flesh, and it aggravated him. It made him mad. He didn't want it. He wanted to get rid of it. So he went and said, God, take this away. And God didn't answer. Just like sometimes we pray and we don't get an answer. That means something. And so instead of getting mad and just forgetting it, nope, pray again. So he prayed again. God, take this thorn in my flesh away from me. It's a burden. Get rid of it. God didn't answer him. He came back a third time. And he said, Paul, I'm the one that gave it to you. Just realize, my ways are higher than your ways. I know what's going on. I've allowed this to be in your life. Now, years and years and years and years later, when Jesus helped him with that burden, Paul, and I'm paraphrasing here, he said, thank God for that burden. Why? Because it made me what I am. It made me to realize that I could trust Jesus to help me overcome anything. And if it wasn't for that burden, I wouldn't be the man that I am today. That's how we have to do it. So we have to cast it on Jesus. He's not going to take it away sometimes, but He will help us go through it. So try to bear it alone, and you'll fail. Try to fight it alone, and you will fail. Try to solve it alone, and you will fail. But if you'll have Jesus' help, He will sustain you through it. It's a great word, that word sustain, in Psalm 55:22. So no matter what your burden is, and you are going to get sustaining strength from God. So we have to face it ourselves. We have to help others face their burdens. But then we can cast it on Jesus. Matthew 6:10 says this, Thy kingdom come. This is known as the Lord's Prayer. In verse 10 it says here, Thy kingdom come, and here it is. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so what they had learned to do was not get mad at the burden, not get, you know, pitch fits or run or hide or play the blame game. What they had gotten in their principle of praying is, God, I wouldn't have chosen this. God, I didn't even seek this. Matter of fact, I don't want it. But thank you for helping me have the mindset, Thy will be done. Help me to learn. Cast it on Jesus. Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. When He thought He might be dying right there in the garden, He was sweating great sweat drops of blood. But in His prayer, He said, Lord, let this cup pass from me. I don't want to die right here in this garden. I want to make it to the cross. That's why I came. But He said, nevertheless, Thy will be done. That's how we cast our burden on Jesus. God, Thy will be done. I don't want it. I wish You'd take it away. But Thy will be done. So whatever our burden is, cast it on Jesus. If it's a burden of sin, the Bible calls them besetting sins. That one we just can't beat. I mean, we try. We even try to put biblical principles on it, but the devil just keeps getting us and getting us. What does he say? That's a burden. Burden of sin. Cast that on Jesus. He'll help you through it. There's some of us that we're facing grief, loss, things that we wouldn't have chosen. God, I don't know that I can go through this. I don't know that I can handle this. And He'll probably say, y'all can't. But cast it on me. I will help you through that grief. Doubt. Cast that burden on Jesus. Disappointment. Cast that burden on Jesus. Reject. Cast that burden on Jesus. Remorse. Cast it. Fear. Failure. Pain. Whatever it is, cast your burden on Jesus. So we've looked at the Bible. Three things He says to do with your burden. Because you're either having one, you're going to have one, or you've had one. Put these into practice. Bear it yourself. Learn the Bible principles. Pray. Ask God what to put into practice. Go around bearing other people's burdens. You'll forget about yours sometimes. And then if you still can't get rid of it, cast it on Jesus, and He says, I'll help you carry it. Now, all of us in here have carried something heavy before. I've carried lots of those, and they're heavy. Okay, and I like dollies, and I like things like that, but most what I like is piano moving companies. Call them, hey, move this, it's done. All right, but I have carried them. And if there's somebody else on the other end, it would be hard to be stronger than me, but if they're at least as strong as me, it helps. Because they're helping me carry the burden. I'm just kidding. All right. So if you're helping, it makes it lighter. So I know you have a burden. So ask God to help you bear it. You help bear other people's burdens and cast it on Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's all stand. We'll have a word of prayer. If you're not saved today and you'd like to be saved, be 100% sure you're going to heaven, come. We'll show you how to do that. you have a burden, come talk to Jesus about it. That's how you cast it upon Him. Brother Derek.